Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Thursday, week 5 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled The Coming of the Kingdom. Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died and so did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. He of whom you say, He is our God, though you do not know him. But I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
The gospel writer is playing with time. Long before Einstein arrived at his theory of relativity and the very nature of time began to be questioned, John recalls that Jesus would speak of time with a degree of fluidity that appears to be madness to those who listened. Not that Jesus was postulating a scientific theory. Instead, he was making the point that time is nothing to God. To understand what Jesus says in today's text, we must step outside our narrow concepts of the past, present, and future and allow ourselves to contemplate eternity. God does not exist in time in the way that we do. God exists in eternity. Eternity is a state outside time. More precisely, it is a state in which the past, present, and future are all present. To God, everything that is past and everything that is future is happening now. Until we reach this point, we find many of the different elements of our faith hard to comprehend. For example, we will not understand death. Death is, for each of us, a future reality. We do not know when it will happen, but if you are reading this, it has not happened for you yet. For God, your death has already occurred simultaneously. The future is present to God, and it will never happen. The past is present to God. That is to say, all are alive to God. God sees us all, from our first ancestors to our final descendants, and holds all of us in being.
Putting the word into practice.
It is significant that Jesus refers to Abraham in this context. The call to Abraham to trust in God's plan and cooperate with that is our call too. We might wonder how it can come to be. Both Abraham and Mary of Nazareth ask the same question. Still, the response is always the same. In his time, God has acted, is acting, and will act. The only question is, will we choose to allow God to work through us? That God's will is being done and God's kingdom is coming is not in question. However, the degree to which that will and that kingdom resides in you and me is in question. It is ultimately up to each of us. Do the plans for our life bear any resemblance to God's plans in and through you?
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.